And there were two stations also. There was the AM station, which
I don't know when the AM died. It was gone, long gone by the time I got here.
Yes, it was gone by then.
It ran separately, though. It wasn't simulcast. Ran separately up until the early 70s, I believe.
Yeah, it was. In fact, the AM station ran out of this very studio when we moved into Annenberg Hall.
Okay. Yeah. I remember the when we were in Thomas Hall. The transmitters were in the three dorms at that time, which were Peabody, Johnson, and Hardwick.
Right.
And the signal got to those...
Which are still here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The signal got to those dorms via telephone lines.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we found that we could increase the signal by turning up the amplifiers back at the studio, not realizing that this would bleed into every telephone in the university. And we got a call from the main switchboard saying, we're hearing you on 8312, 8659, 841. You know, they were hearing us all over until we realized what we had done.
This was the beginning of music on hold. You know?
Yes.
Well, I think people have to realize that when you go to the extra power, and you have satellite transmitters and so on, and you reach people and you serve people, then you you have a new obligation.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these things, one reason we're so happy about this whole thing, was fun trying these things and trying to see if you could be a little more powerful, get a little stronger signal.